Welcome to Scholars Speak, a podcast of the Mitchell Institute, in which we catch up with Mitchell scholars far and wide to hear their stories. Thank you for joining me, your host, Mark Glass, Director of Communications at the Mitchell Institute, for today's episode of Scholars Speak. And now let's get to it. So welcome to this episode of Scholars Speak. I'm delighted to be joined by today's guest, Patrick Luizzo, the 2018 Mitchell Scholar from Edward Little High School in Auburn, and a recent graduate of Northeastern University. Patrick, welcome to Scholars Speak, and thank you for setting aside time in your busy schedule to talk with us today.
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate you having me on today. You know, I've really been looking forward to this, and I'm excited for the conversation.
Wonderful. Well, I want to get started talking about your graduation from Northeastern. In December 2022, you graduated with a bachelor's in business administration with a focus on marketing analytics, entrepreneurship, and innovation. Finishing a degree is always a cause for a celebration, but your achievement had some extra significance for you and your parents. And I'm wondering if you can tell us about why your graduation was especially meaningful for you and your family.
Yeah, definitely. I love this story, to be honest. So my dad is an immigrant. He came from Jamaica, and my mom grew up in Maine, kind of all over the place. They ended up actually meeting at Northeastern. And, you know, as you might be aware, Northeastern is a 5-year school due to the co-op program. So you complete, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 co-ops during your time there, which really extends the time that you're at school. And interesting enough, on my parents' final year, my mom got pregnant with me. And of course, you know, both of my parents not coming from wealthy families, they were really supporting themselves. They actually both got full boats, or at least my mom did. I'll have to fact check that. But they couldn't support themselves and a baby on that last year. So they had to make the really hard decision. And luckily for me, they chose to move back to Maine and start a family. So when I graduated, it was very monumental to, I think, just us as a family unit, because I was lucky enough to get into Northeastern and really complete that program. And, you know, handing my parents that degree was probably one of the most incredible moments I've experienced.
And did the fact that they went to Northeastern, even though they were unable to finish their degrees there, did that factor into your thinking about pursuing Northeastern as a possibility when you were looking at colleges?
That's a great question. I think totally. You know, I think the co-op program is extremely enticing just because you gain real world experience and you leave with, you know, just work experience on your resume, which I think is super valuable. But I also think that the fact that my parents sacrificed so much for me and my brother, you know, they work really hard, they've done great for themselves this far, but I know it was a huge sacrifice to not finish, you know, that degree, and it's had a lot of impact on their lives. So I really wanted to finish it for them, you know, as kind of like a thank you for everything you've done for me. And I will never forget that day. You know, my mom's all teary-eyed, my dad's crying. It was such a beautiful moment, and I don't regret a thing, really.
Well, I'm sure they're not going to forget it as well. That just sounds like that must have been a really moving time for all of you. Patrick, I want to shift now to your professional work. Your first professional position out of college is working entirely remotely as a sales manager at Mira, which is, I understand it, is a measurement-based software platform used by behavioral healthcare providers. A lot of new career opportunities, you know, after the pandemic now feature the chance to work entirely or partially remotely. And I'm wondering, based on your experience, what advice you would have for current Mitchell scholars or young alumni who are thinking about a hybrid or a fully remote position?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, as of this past year and a half or so, Mira has kind of pivoted to more of a collaborative care focused company. So we really help organizations integrate primary care and behavioral health in a way that, you know, the two systems can talk to one another, and you're, you know, creating a more holistic picture of that that person, for example, which the goal is to lead to better outcomes. So I think we're very much an outcomes driven company. And if I could, you know, give any advice, I think that remote work is it has its ups and downs. You know, I think that I always wanted to work at a startup. That was always my goal once graduating Northeastern. And, you know, I had that opportunity to do so. And remote work threw me a bit for a loop because I'm very much someone who's extroverted. I love to chat to people. I remember during my previous internships, I worked at Wayfair and, you know, I spent a ton of time at the coffee machine because I wanted to interact with my coworkers. That was probably one of my favorite parts of the job. So then moving to a mainly remote environment was challenging in the sense that you lose that connection, that face-to-face interaction with your coworkers. Lucky for me, you know, working in sales, I'm on the phone or on calls with people all day long. So I find a ton of enjoyment in that, and in a way substitutes that lack of face-to-face interaction with my coworkers. But at the same time, that's not for everybody. You know, you can grow to potentially feel isolated. You know, you can feel alone or disconnected from your org. And I think if I were to give any advice, it would be that one, like I said, remote work's not for everybody. But two, if you do find yourself in a remote environment, find ways to gain that face-to-face interaction, whether it be scheduling standing calls with your coworkers just to chat, you know, no specific agenda, just to catch up and connect as humans. Or get outside of your office, you know, get outside of your home, go for walks. That's probably the best piece of advice I could give to somebody. I also found it very challenging to leave work at the door in the sense that, like, I work in my home. So then that really migrates into my personal life, which definitely became a struggle because I found myself always thinking about work. You know, my office is right next to my bedroom and my laptop's right there. And it can become very overwhelming and you get really burnt out. So I would say do your best to get into new environments, meet people, go socialize, do other things than just work. That's probably my best piece of advice. You know, find that work-life balance.
Patrick, I'm wondering if there are any ways that the Mitchell Institute helped you with your career and professional development during your college years.
Oh, 100%. Honestly, I owe so much of my current success to the Mitchell Institute. My family doesn't come from wealth, and you know, being Black and gay, you experience hardships, as does everyone, you know. But I found myself struggling to find a support system outside of my immediate family, you know, and I was venturing into this world of college without, you know, a ton of experience being shared from my parents because their experience was much different, you know. So I felt super nervous. I felt scared. I felt like I wasn't sure if college was right for me, you know, for a million reasons, mainly the financial piece as well. So I think that through the Mitchell Institute, I really found a support system and a system that didn't see me as a number, but they saw me for who I was. You know, they saw me for Patrick Luizzo. And I'll never forget the first, I think it was the welcome scholars welcome brunch, I think it is. I walked through the door super nervous, didn't know anybody. And there was Adam, and he stood there right at the door. I remember this like it happened yesterday. And he looks at me and he smiles and he's like, "Hey, Patrick." And I had never met this man in my life. And I was just like, "You know, how do you know my name?" And he was like, "That's what we do." He's like, "We're the Mitchell Institute." He's like, "You know, you're part of our family now." And that resonated so deeply with me. And you know, that theme held true throughout the life of my time as a Mitchell scholar, you know, and now as an alumni. You know, you're part of this family network that is there to support you. And they supported me in many ways, you know, financially, but also with career development. But also, I found myself struggling my first semester at Northeastern, and I reached out to Kim, and we would just chat, and we met up once just to talk about what I was going through and how to get through it. And, you know, I can't thank the Mitchell enough for being as great of a support system as they were. I also remember, you know, one more story that it was, I think, my last year in school, and I was approaching finals. And I remember I was sitting in accounting class and I knocked my coffee over onto my laptop and it broke. And I was a wreck because finals were literally in 2 weeks. I had no money to go out and buy a new laptop. And I remember at a DEI like community event that the Mitchell was hosting, they talked about the emergency fund. And I never thought I would take advantage of it, but in this moment, I was like, I really have nobody to turn to. I could, of course, turn to my parents, but they've done so much for me already. So I turned to the Mitchell, and literally a week later, they had mailed me a brand new laptop for school, and really just, they saved me. They really saved me.
I'm so happy to hear that. I was going to ask you if there were ways over and above the scholarship that the Mitchell Institute had provided you with some financial support, and I'm so glad you spoke to it. It's one of the reasons that we like to say the Mitchell Scholarship is so much more than a scholarship. There are opportunities for fellowships. In fact, the Spring Fellowship application period is open now through April 1, and those fellowships are for up to $1,500 to help people with maybe underpaid or unpaid internships. And then we have, as you mentioned, emergency funding to help with anything, that involves a disaster striking. And you're not the first person to let us know that there's been a mishap with a laptop. And of course, going without a laptop is a really a tremendous hardship. So I'm glad that the Mitchell Institute was there for you. Patrick, you alluded to the welcome celebration, and I was there. This was my first welcome celebration in 2022 to welcome the new scholars. It's typically held in early August. And you were one of the alumni speakers. And I remember you were very forthright about how you got off to a shaky start at Northeastern after graduating from Edward Little. And you spoke to this a little bit, but I'm wondering if you could unpack that a little more. Can you tell us about that and how the Mitchell Institute provided you with support that got you through that rough patch?
Yeah, definitely. I think this was probably one of the most pivotal moments in my college career because, I entered this massive university, tens of thousands of students at Northeastern, but also I'm moving from this, smallish town in Maine to this quote unquote big city of Boston. And it was super intimidating, but, naive me thought I'm super outgoing, it'll be so easy to make friends. It'll be great. And then I got to Northeastern, and a week or two went by, and I was friends with my roommate, of course. But besides that, I was super alone, and I didn't know what to do. It was as if I had turned from this person with so much confidence and so much excitement to chat with folks and meet new people to someone who really didn't even want to leave their room. I was so nervous of just making friends. It's like a shock that you don't expect to happen. But you really are alone for one of the first times in your life, and you have to go on your own to make friends and join clubs and whatnot. And I just didn't know what to do. So there were times where I contemplated dropping out. I was like, is this really for me? I found it to be quite miserable. And I remember, Kim saying, you can always reach out to me. Like if you run into any problems, just send me an email. And I was newer to the Mitchell Institute. I didn't understand that, truly it's more than a scholarship. So at first I was hesitant to reach out, but eventually I did. And I sent Kim this long email to which she replied like the next day, just basically reassuring me that, this is normal. And she provided me with a few opportunities specific to Northeastern even of how to get out of this rut I was in. And, the fact that she put so much effort into her response, nevertheless, responded alone. There's so many people that I'm sure that you all take care of, but to make you feel so special, so listened to, so heard, was something that empowered me to give it another shot, to go out there and join a club. I actually joined a fraternity, where I met some of the most amazing friends that, I consider to be some of my closest friends to this day. And I really wouldn't have put myself out there had it not been for that little nudge, from Kim and really from the Mitchell Institute. And it changed my whole career. I joined clubs, I joined the Student Government Association, I got highly involved on campus. It was, like a whole 180 for me from do I drop out to I absolutely love my life here. And I owe a lot of that to Kim and the Mitchell Institute.
I'm so glad Kim and the organization could be there for you. Thank you for sharing that. You also said at that welcome celebration in your remarks, you told the first year or soon to be first year Mitchell scholars, it's not always going to be easy. Your journeys over these next few years will be dramatically different, but one thing is certain, the Mitchell Institute will have your back. So don't be afraid to fail, because luckily, being part of the Institute family means offering you a safe place to fall. And I'm wondering if you could say more about what you meant by that in describing the Mitchell Institute as a safe place to fall.
It kind of gives me chills. I remember that moment. That was a great day. I would say, once you really do learn that the Mitchell Institute isn't just a scholarship, and it sounds cliche in a way because I say it all the time, but it's genuinely so true. It's more than just a check each year. It's truly a support system. It's people you can go reach out to if you're ever struggling with genuinely anything. I remember I got into some, you know, personal trouble, and not, it wasn't professionally related at all, but I still reached out to Kim, and she was just so, I don't know if motherly is the appropriate word, but just very caring and very loving, and just knowing that you have this third party that's not your family, that's not your friends, that's just this entity rooting for your soul success that you can reach out to for literally anything, makes you feel confident. It makes you feel safe. And, you know, that feeling of safety enables you to take risks, which is a lot of what college is about. You know, it's trying new things, it's meeting new people, it's doing things you wouldn't imagine you'd ever be doing, but you're doing it because, you know, why not? You know, college is the time to do those things. And if you come from a family that not, you know, struggles is maybe the word, but just isn't as wealthy, you know, I feel like wealth often is a safety net for kids. But if you don't come from money, you're less likely to take those risks. But having a system like the Mitchell Institute in place, where there's people to reach out to, there's emergency funds to access, it just makes you stress less during college, and you can really just enjoy the experience. Without the Mitchell Institute, I would have been so much more stressed. I don't even know if I would be in my existing role now. I owe so much to the Institute.
This is so heartwarming to hear how much you are grateful for the experience and how much the organization has been able to support you and provide for you over the years. And we're not done. I think that's an important message that is worth emphasizing for our listeners, is that certainly the support is very material during the 4 years of college, where you get the scholarship and you have opportunities to apply for the emergency funding, like in your case, to help out with the new laptop. But the fellowships are available in perpetuity. You know, you can apply for them and receive multiple fellowships over the years. We have alumni who apply and receive fellowships who've been out for many years. And of course, alumni are always welcome back to our events and to continue to connect with us. So I just wanted to give an additional plug for the support, you know, doesn't end at graduation.
I think I would 100% agree with you. You know, even since I graduated, you know, I've been able to network a ton with Mitchell scholars and even the folks that work at the Institute in general. I know for years I had worked with Kim on the yearly like DEI member meeting, where we kind of talk through, you know, what's working, what can the Mitchell Institute do more, what lessons can we learn as a group together that the Mitchell Institute can then take back to their strategy, you know. It really doesn't end just because you graduate. You still feel that safety. I know that if I had a problem, I could reach out to the Mitchell Institute and at the very least talk through that with somebody. So yeah, it's a family. You know, family doesn't just end because you graduate. Family's there for life. And I think that's truly so valuable.
Well, Patrick, I want to be mindful of your time, so we'll bring this episode to a close. But on behalf of the Mitchell Institute community, I want to thank you so much for agreeing to be on the podcast today and sharing some of your Mitchell Scholar experience with us.
Yeah, Mark. Well, thank you so much for having me. You know, I had a blast today, and just thank you for the work you're doing. I really appreciate it.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of Scholar Speak. To learn more about the Mitchell Institute, just point your browser to mitchellinstitute.org. Or follow along on social media, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.